The federal government shutdown is now reaching the one-month mark. Lisa Desjardins joins us now on whether there's any progress towards a resolution. So, Lisa, what's the latest? Where are talks?
On the surface, unfortunately, there really is no change in stance from leaders. But beneath the surface, talking to senators, there are member-to-member talks starting to begin. Not yet about exactly how to get out of the shutdown, but instead about how to deal with the spending problem that would come after, how to keep government funded after the shutdown. But why is that important? It's a door opening for discussions, perhaps create an avenue for people to talk. Essentially, we're almost at like week one of a normal shutdown in terms of what senators are doing. Another way you see that is Senator John Thune, the Republican majority leader, took to the floor and exemplified what I've been picking up on, which is more anger from politicians.
People should be getting paid in this country. And we've tried to do that 13 times. And you voted no 13 times. This isn't a political game. These are real people's lives that we're talking about. And you all have just figured out, 29 days in, that, oh, there might be some consequences. There are people running out of money.
Now, possibly more important than emotion, however, are deadlines. Here's what's coming up. This is a big factor. We know November 1st, some big ones. Tens of millions of Americans could face shortages in their benefits for SNAP, for WIC, as we've been reporting, also for Head Start, as I've been talking to some of those. Open enrollment begins for the Affordable Care Act. And also look at this, November 5th next week, that's when we see the record being set for all-time shutdowns. So what I'm watching for next week, Amna, cracks in the surface. Do those cracks lead to maybe a way out next week or the week after?
What about the people affected by all of this? I know you've been talking to them. How are they looking at this?
You know, usually politicians think shutdown memory is not long, but something interesting, we have Virginia's elections coming up next week. I talked to a federal worker family today, furloughed, and the spouse said, I voted Democratic almost my entire life, and in Virginia, just yesterday, voted straight Republican because they are angry at Democrats about this shutdown. Mm-hmm. Most federal workers that I talk to support Democrats, but this is a sign that perhaps things are shifting in a way that Democrats might notice and Republicans will too.
All right, Lisa Desjardins with the latest. Thank you.
You're welcome.